The views expressed on this program are those of the individual participants and not necessarily those of WVUD or the University of Delaware. Welcome to WVUD's Campus Voices, weekly conversations with interesting members of the university community, visitors to campus, and others engaged in thought-provoking research and community service. Stay tuned for Campus Voices on WVUD.
Welcome to Campus Voices. My name is Matt Hewitt, and I am with Jules Bruck today, who is an associate professor of landscape and architecture, and she is working with the team to participate in the Philadelphia Flower Show. Good afternoon.
Hi, how are you, Matt?
I'm doing well,
thank you for asking. And we've got all kinds of students here, and we've got a huge, huge display. Can you tell us a little bit about this?
Well, the display is going to show people how to utilize different green infrastructure treatments in their own home landscape. So what we've built here is a house, two stories. One side of our house is representing a landscape architecture studio, and the other side is a flower shop, and it's meant to be an urban street scene in the Netherlands.
It's fascinating. This is life size. I mean, this is huge. And could you tell us when did you have to begin construction of this set?
Well, the whole process starts in the spring. The students who I have in class in spring semester, right after spring break, start designing the project. And by the end of the spring semester, we select one project to build. Then we take a break for the summer, and in the fall, we teach a course in the landscape architecture program called the built environment, and we work with the students in the built environment to start to come up with construction drawings. And we also work with a professor in the theater department, and they lend us or give us old sets, and we repurpose the sets. The students start to build in the winter session, and here we are, fifth week of the semester, and we're ready to go to the convention center.
When does the flower show run?
It runs from March 10th through March 19th.
Okay, and could you tell us about some of the different partners that you work with in the creation of this design?
So our main, as the landscape architecture department, I'd say our main partner is the theater design professors, and that is our main partner on campus, which is really nice because we're in the College of Ag and they're in the College of Arts and Sciences, so it's a nice cross-college project. And we also work in the community with the Delaware Nature Society. They contribute to make this successful, and they give a student award at the end of the project. We're working this year with the Delaware Botanic Gardens, and that's a brand new garden in Sussex County, and we're going to be highlighting the work of Dutch designer Piet Oldhoff, who will be designing their meadow, which will be installed later this year. So we're very excited to partner with the Delaware Botanic Gardens. We're partnering with Rodney Anderson and Summers, landscape architects in Wilmington. Rodney was an alumni of our program, and he's been very generous in helping us. He's going to supply the master plan for the Delaware Botanic Gardens, which their firm created, and also give us some props for our studio.
Earlier, before we began the interview, you were telling me a little bit about the fact that you're going to be situated at the entrance slash exit of the flower show. How does that work?
So all the education exhibitors are in one place. We're competing. This is an educational competition. We're competing with Temple and Delaware Valley College and other local universities who are also putting together exhibitions. They cluster us all together in one part of the convention center. Our exhibit is 33 feet long and 23 feet wide, and it's two stories high. So this is a very large exhibit. Every year we have decisions as to how to make it interactive with the public. Does the public get to walk through our exhibit, or do they stay on the outside and look at it from different vantage points? And this year we decided to let them do a little bit of both. So it's going to be slightly interactive. They'll be able to get really close to our flower shop. And the location is near the back corner, which is where all the other educational exhibits are. So we'll be clustered in one area.
Not that I'm competitive or any of our listeners are competitive, but how has the University of Delaware done in the past?
We've always done a really nice job in the past. For the past 3 years, we've earned silver medal. 2 years ago, we were 1 point shy of a gold medal. And I think this year, the students are really going for gold.
Well, that's excellent. And looking at this, I cannot see how they want gold on this particular competition. Who are the judges?
That's a great question. The judges are people from the local horticultural community. They bring people in from all over. We have a very rich horticultural community in the Delaware Valley, and they have expert judges coming in from all over the local botanic gardens, professional designers, and they have a scorecard, and they add up all the points, and the person with the most points gets the coveted gold medal.
Okay, that's great. And you were telling me earlier that the design incorporates green features and recycling and things like that. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, the educational component is displaying green infrastructure. So we're concerned, the Philadelphia Flower Show has a major theme. The theme is the Netherlands. It's Holland Blooms. And so this is meant to be an urban street scene in the Netherlands, but similar to what we have in our urban scenes. There's a lot of pavement. The water has nowhere to infiltrate. And when it rains, we get floods. And the water runs off and hits the streams, carrying pollutants into the streams. Green infrastructure absorbs the water, infiltrates the water, allows that water to get clean before it hits the streams. So we're exhibiting a green roof, some downspouts that are connected to planters, and downspouts that are connected to trench drains so that the water goes right through the tree root systems. We're green walls and also pervious paving. And the idea is that these are things people can do at home.
Excellent, excellent. With us now is Stephanie Hansen. And Stephanie, can you tell us a little bit about your title and what you do here?
At the University of Delaware, I'm an associate professor in the theater department, and I'm also the properties director for the resident ensemble players.
Okay, and what is your role and your interaction with the flower show?
So I got involved last year. I actually met Jules at a faculty development workshop and found out what she was doing with the flower show, and she was very interested in me having some input. And so I helped them last year. It was one of the, one of the first walkthrough exhibits they'd ever done, and it was pretty big. It was very, all these curved walls and things, and most of the stuff they've built in the past had been fairly beefy, heavy things, and I come from a place of building things a little bit lighter for stage purposes, so we tried to team up on that so that we could make that exhibit a little more like a theater set. So I kind of knew a little bit this year, had a better exposure to it, knowing what that was like this year when I saw the plans, what the kids came up with in the spring. So I kind of knew also what we were going to be doing at the Resident Ensemble Players for the fall shows. So it allowed me to be able to kind of keep my eye on various flats and things that we would be getting rid of when those shows were over. And I was able to point out to them that these were available if they would be able to make use of them.
Excellent. How many theater students do you have involved right now?
Right now I don't have any. So we only have the minor, and we do have a tech production minor, but this has been something that I've just started getting involved with. So I do hope that I can eventually get some of the tech production minors or any of the theater minors that are interested in more involved in this. That would be really fantastic.
And who's in charge of the logistics of moving this set from point A to point B?
It's kind of a group effort because it's more about transportation and vehicles and things like that, and getting the right equipment to do that. So it's been a really good partnership, though. The club actually picked everything up from the theater when we were done with it, and they stored it for a time until they found that this warehouse that they were able to put the set up in. So
I saw at least one rider rent a truck out there. Is it all going to fit into that one truck, or do you have more?
I think there are at least two trucks for the plan right now, but I think it could all fit in one truck, all the walls, at least the main structure. I don't think it all will definitely fit, but we'll be close.
All right, Stephanie, is there anything else that you'd like to share with the listeners about the flower show and your involvement and how it's been going?
It's been really fun to be involved with the students and, you know, in a different college than my home college, and just be involved in this, and it's been really great to be able to share that and have some input on that.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your joining us today. And you're listening to Campus Voices at 91.3 FM WVUD, the voice of the University of Delaware. And we were just chatting with Jules Brucks, and we'd also heard from Stephanie Hansen. And joining us is Tess Strayer, the president of the Design Innovation Group, or DIG. Hi, Tess. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Could you tell us a little bit about what's going on here?
Yes. So this year we are making an exhibit for the Philadelphia Flower Show. The theme is Holland Blooms. So we're really focusing on how the Dutch use green infrastructure in their everyday society and in their building of homes and businesses. So we decided to tackle a combined flower shop and architect studio, each with their own personal touches. So our architect studio is going to reflect more of the modern Dutch culture, whereas our flower shop is going to reflect a more rustic, more older Dutch culture, each with their own specific green infrastructure pieces. So we really wanted to focus this year on, well, this year is our biggest event yet. So we are tackling two shops, which came from a recycled theater production. So that was a really big challenge putting together.
Well, how many students are working with you? How many students are in your club?
So we actually have a pretty core group of students. The club itself has about 10 students who were here over winter session working, as well as a class component. So the class component this year has about 15 people. So all in all, we have about 20 people helping put on this huge project together.
And how does this tie, what is your major and how does it tie into that?
That's actually the funny part, because I'm environmental science. So I'm actually in the College of Earth, Ocean, and the Environment. So I'm not in the College of Ag. So I actually learned this from just an email that came out, and I decided I wanted to help. So being environmental science, I feel that I contribute in different ways. So landscape architects majors, they do this. This is going to be their career. So they're going to be designing these huge landscape pieces, as well as implementing planting designs. And being environmental science, I'm more with the science side of it all. So I can talk to you all day about the carbon nitrogen cycle, but actually building these things was so new to me. Like this year I had never really used a drill or a saw before, and now I'm pretty much a pro using a table saw.
Excellent. I've got some basement work to be done, so I can...
Perfect. I can help you with that.
When did you begin work on this project?
So this particular project was designed last spring. So students came up with the design around May. And since May, we've been working to find a space. This year, we didn't have a space to build. We used to build in Warlow, but it's becoming a cheese factory now. So throughout the summer, we were working to gather materials, to get sponsors, and to find a space. So we've been working on this since last spring, but we really started building and putting things together in January, which is when we got this location on South Campus. So this has been about a 2-month, very intensive project. So the months before it, you're really just gathering supplies, gathering people, getting your plants down, getting your plans down. And then you have a really intense 2 months where you come together and build. So this past month in February, it's really kicked into gear. So we've been here every weekend. We've been here almost every night from 5 to 10 working on it. So we're really pushing for gold this year, and I think we have a good chance of winning it.
The display itself just looks awesome. I can only imagine it with the flowers and everything like that. It's just amazing. And fortunately, our listeners will have some access to photographs and a little video clip. And who is it that is doing the video for you?
Her name is Haley, and so she's been working with a GoPro to do time-lapse, a little promo video to showcase what our club is and what we're doing, just to get students more involved, because I feel like this is such a huge project, which is really labor intensive, and a lot of students don't know about it or know about the Philadelphia Flower Show. So we really just want to bring publicity to our club as well as the flower show itself.
Well, I agree with you completely, because when I first heard about the, you know, the partnering that was going on between the different colleges and everything like that, that's what really struck me. And, you know, how much, like you said, you're in one major, but this overlaps with a different one, and, you know, you're learning different skill sets, and others are learning different skill sets. Were you involved with the flower show last year?
I was. This is actually my third year. So I started my sophomore year when we did Forest to Pharmacy, and I was just like a member, just helping out. And then last year when we did Take to the Trail, the Pacific Crest Trail, that's when I became head of creative detail. So I was responsible for all the papier-mâché and all the murals that we did and all the props. And then for some reason, they trusted me to be president. So now I am president of this whole build. And it's cool because, I mean, you meet so many different people from so many different backgrounds. So I've met Jules Bruck and Anna Wick, who are plant people from Plant and Soil Sciences. And then I met Stephanie Hansen, who's from the theater group. So you meet all these different people and you gain such a huge skill set, which I think is really cool. Like, I've gained project management skills. I've gained how to balance a budget and how to coordinate people and cars and trucks. And it's just, it's been such a great experience overall.
A lot of hard work has obviously gone into this, and you should be very, very proud. Before the show even starts,
yes.
You should be proud.
Yep.
Looking at this, and we're in this big warehouse down here on South Campus, and obviously you can hear a lot of stuff going on in the background. You can hear people shaking spray paint cans and dragging wood around and cutting and sawing and drilling and stuff like that. How many trucks is it going to take to move all this stuff?
That is still up in the air. So we have two trucks right now. We have a 16-foot and a 26-foot truck, as well as a 16-foot flatbed trailer. And like I said before, this is probably one of the biggest designs that we've ever had to do. So right now we have two trucks, and we're hoping that it stays under two trucks, and that's the most we've ever had to use. So we're going to see.
I guess it may be any local students with minivans or pick-em-up trucks or anything like that?
Yeah, definitely. If you have a pick-up truck, if you have a minivan, like, come out tomorrow at 9:30 and help us out.
And when does the flower show run?
So the flower show this year starts March 11th to the 19th, with judging being on March 10th. So on March 10th, we have a group of students that goes up at 4:30 in the morning, and we camp out on the convention center ramp. And we wait for them to open the doors. And when the doors open, everyone floods in because this is your last chance to make sure everything's perfect. So last year when we went in, we had leaf shiner. So we literally shined every single leaf on our plants. We brushed off all the soil. You have to make sure everything's perfect, that you don't have your nails out, you don't have your drills out. Everything is like away. And so that is going to be one of the most critical dates, is March 10th is when this is all done and I can finally sleep at night.
Who is the main competition? Who do you got to beat?
So our main competition is probably Temple. So we've had a little rivalry with them for a couple years now. They've put on amazing designs, and we've put on amazing designs. But, you know, we've always been 1 point away from gold. Last year we were 1 point away. So now we're hoping that this year is our year for gold, and we can just really stick it to Temple.
That's excellent. Best of wishes. And I've been speaking with Tess Strayer, and she's the president of the Design Innovation Group, or DIG as it's called. Thank you very much. Best wishes for the flower show.
Thank you so much.
Okay, we've got a bevy of students here and different folks working here in the warehouse getting ready for the Philadelphia Flower Show. And joining me now is Maggie Heffernan. Hi, Maggie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself? What do you do? What's your title? How have you interacted with the show?
Okay, so my name is Maggie Heffernan, as you just said. I'm a landscape architecture major and an art minor here at University of Delaware. And I got involved with the flower show last year as it's part of my major, and ended up being the head of creative details because they put me on everything that needs to be painted and all the design decisions. So, yeah.
And when did you begin this project?
We began it pretty much the week after the show ended last year, so last March.
Okay, so what's that, 51 weeks, and yep. You've got about one week to go.
Yep, 1 week to go.
Okay.
It's been a lot of work, but we are getting there. I believe that we have a really good design this year.
Well, what we're looking at here is a mock-up of a house. It's pretty big. It's, what, 22 feet by 36 or something like that? And it's also interactive, so the people will be able to walk in and out of the display, is that correct?
They won't be allowed inside of it just because we don't want anything that's inside damaged or stolen,
okay.
Which can happen. So they're going to be able to walk all around the exhibit, and they're going to be able to take a path sort of through it, but it stops in front of the flower shop so you can look inside.
Well, thank you very much, and I am really impressed with what you guys have done.
Oh, thank you very much.
Okay, Campus Voices, WVUD, 91.3, University of Delaware. Today we're talking about the University of Delaware and the Philadelphia Flower Show. And with me is Jose Lopez, also known as JJ. Jose, thank you very much for joining us. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
How you doing? I'm a junior here at UD. My major is landscape architecture. First year working here with the Flower Show. Got invited here by Jules Bruck, my professor, last semester. I'm actually from the, I did the seed scholarship at the Wilmington campus. And last semester was my first semester on main campus, and it's been pretty fun.
That's great. And what have you been doing here? What's your title? What's your job? What's your role? And what have you been doing?
All right, well, here at the flower show, I'm the construction manager.
How did you learn those skills?
Well, over time, well, I've been working with my dad since I was young. We do hardscaping. It's construction. We do basically landscaping and hardscaping and all that kind of stuff. And then I've known a little bit about construction trade. So, like, I guess I put it to work here.
Excellent. Did you participate in the design, or did the designers come up to you, and was it a kind of a collaborative process, or did they just kind of hand you this thing and say, here?
Yeah, they worked on this last semester. I wasn't in that class that they designed this, but they worked on that, and they just handed us the design, how it was going to look, and we just went from there.
And your first reaction to that was?
It was pretty interesting.
Well, it's huge. How big is the set?
I think the tallest piece is like 20 feet high. I'm not 100% sure. I don't remember. We've been working on this since January 4th, the first work day. So, yeah.
And how many people in your major are with you here?
Mostly all of us from the landscape architecture major have been working on this flower. So that's how I got into it, honestly, because I was invited from them and then seemed a good experience to do. So.
A lot of hard work, a lot of fun?
Yeah, it's been a lot of hard work, yeah. Yeah, being the construction manager, I feel like I had the responsibility of being here all the time. And every Wednesday during the winter, starting January 4th, been here and still here today.
Well, I imagine a lot of the students here wouldn't know which end of a screwdriver to use. Is that correct?
Yeah, maybe.
So you had to teach them all about some basic construction skills and things like that?
Some of them, yeah. Some of them already, like Joel and Stefan, they already knew some. They were pretty good with it, so they helped me out a lot.
Excellent. Thank you very much, JJ. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
And one of the many, many students that's been working here and participating and getting ready for the Philadelphia Flower Show is Tim Lentz. And Tim, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and your role in the show?
I'm new to the program this year, and I'm in charge of finishing all the walls. So it's my job to make sure that all the walls got painted correctly and they all look good. But I've been helping with everything, and everything's going really well. We're all working well together.
What year are you in, and what's your major?
I'm a sophomore. I'm a landscape architecture major.
And you've been working on the interior design of the set, is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. What have you learned?
I learned a lot of things about managing a project, a large project. Definitely a lot of things about working with other people and communication between groups.
Are you also a member of the club, the Design Innovation Group?
Yes.
And how long have you been doing that?
I just started this semester.
Okay. So what do you think? Is it been fun?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I really enjoy it.
Hard work, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Best wishes to you in the flower show.
Thank you.
Take care, man.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. 91.3 FM, Voice of the University of Delaware, Campus Voices. My name is Matt Hewitt. I've been talking a lot with a lot of different students and Jules Bruck as well. And Jules, can you tell me a little bit about one of the other participants that's involved in this?
Yeah, one of our other key partners is Anna Wick. She is also a professor. She's an assistant professor of landscape architecture. She's been working diligently to help this show come together. We couldn't have done it without her. She's been helping all the students who run the technology, put the CAD files together, and run our CNC router so that we can get some of these extra special details on our building. So again, Anna Wick was just absolutely a critical part of our show as well.
Really fantastic, really amazing stuff. Is there anything else that you'd like to add as we conclude the interview?
Well, I just want to say that this couldn't happen without the hard work of all these undergraduates who put so much time and effort into this project. It's more than a class. They sign up for a class and they get more than they bargained for. And they jump in and they make it happen.
I am just overwhelmed with amazement at the size and scope of this, the enthusiasm of the students, and I just wish you the best in going for gold this year.
Thanks so much, Matt. It was great to have you out here to see our stuff.
A pleasure meeting you, and thank you again.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening to Campus Voices. The views expressed on this program are those of the individual participants and do not necessarily reflect the official views of WVUD or the University of Delaware. For more information about Campus Voices and to find archived episodes, visit our website, www.udel.edu/campusvoices. We invite you to tune in every Thursday morning at 8:30 for Campus Voices on 91.3 FM, WVUD, and WVUD HD1, Newark, or online at wvud.org.